Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly and Dan Wilson in for Joe and Hugh today. Why are you playing this song, Fran? What are you doing? Turn it down.
Doesn't it make you want to sing along?
This song is terrible.
First of all, you have proclaimed that Black Friday, that's when Christmas music becomes acceptable.
Yeah, I'm still not a fan. I would still prefer like December 11th, 2 weeks before
December
Christmas.
December 11th?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a little too late.
2 weeks before Christmas.
Dan told me this is your favorite song, so I come out with it at 10:30.
I despise this song.
Objectively, it's a good song.
It's way overplayed.
It's a good song.
We can all agree on that, right?
It's overplayed for a month and a half every year. And you hear it everywhere you go. It's already, I agree, people starting Christmas music before Thanksgiving is a little too early, but to officially ring in the holiday season, it is Black Friday, which means by all accounts, in my opinion, we are now officially into Christmas season. I thought we would play your favorite song coming back from
break. This is exactly what I meant when I opened the show.
That we're teaming up against
you?
Yes,
that you two are conspiring just to annoy me today.
Well, I'm just saying, you're the one who said it out of the gate. Like, it's not like anything happened. You could have just started and, did your own thing, but you're like, no, I'm going to deal with this.
I hate this impression you do. Yeah, because
that's who you are. Yeah. That's what you sound like. Okay. So, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, you just proved me right. You essentially proved me right. Because I'm guessing this was pre-planned, was it not?
Oh, I went to Fran when I first got in this morning and said, I need Mariah Carey at 10:30.
Exactly. So thank you, guys.
I can't believe you don't want to just jam out.
Mariah Carey?
We could play Christmas music the whole show.
Yeah, no thank you.
It's actually ringing the holiday season.
We've heard all these songs a billion times. Like, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, we've heard your
lame takes a million times. Like, what's the same thing?
Shut up, Fred. My God. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. And my lame take today is that the Eagles would beat the Detroit Lions in Detroit in an NFC championship game. And want to know if you agree. Do you have a fear of the Lions? Because I watched that game yesterday, and I'm just watching that team play. The Eagles are better. The Eagles are better than Detroit. They're similar in a lot of areas, but to me, the difference is the defense. And that Detroit defense, they are just not the same without Aiden Hutchinson. They're not the same team. And if the Eagles played them in a championship game in Detroit, fully believe the Eagles would go win that game.
Would you agree that the difference between the Lions and Eagles is marginal? Like, they're pretty close. Would you agree that they're relatively the same level?
Yeah, they're relatively close. Okay. I think the Eagles are better, though.
Okay, so when we're looking at two teams atop the conference who are relatively close, you said yourself in the first segment that having the number one seed in the modern-day NFL where only one team gets the bye has proven to be noteworthy, has proven to...
Yeah, it's important, sure.
To be important. So if the difference between the two teams is like pretty close, the slim margin, so to speak, and one team is the one seed, and one team would be hosting the game. Is that not enough to give you some level of doubt that the Eagles, at the very least, should be underdogs in a situation like this?
Not when I think the Eagles are the better team. And I think the Eagles are the better team. And our Twitter question of the day today, the Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center, your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Who would win if they faced off in the NFC Championship game in Detroit, the Eagles or the Lions at WIP Midday Show on Twitter? I say the Eagles. Buzz, you say the Lions.
I say the Lions.
Yeah. And let's fix the phrasing there, Fran. It's supposed to be in Detroit, the question.
Oh, did I mess it up?
You messed it up.
What did he do?
You were too focused on annoying me with Mariah Carey.
Did he not include the in Detroit part?
Yes, he didn't include the in Detroit part. 215-592-9494. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. Also, Buzz is okay with the Eagles losing this game. Are you okay with the Eagles losing this game on Sunday? I'm not. You need to win. And yeah, I'd feel much better if you got the one seed. You get the one seed, and you have that bye.
Then they do have the
inside
track.
And you have
track.
The game in Philly. Then you're in great shape. But at the same time, you think that's such a big deal, but you're saying you can go to Baltimore and lose this game? What are you talking about?
I do think it's a big deal. I do think it's a big deal. I'm just saying, and that's why I want them to go get the number one seed. I hope they do win out. I just, conventional logic is telling me they're going to lose it at some point here, and I'm not going to like freak out if they lose.
Well,
I'm not going to freak out if they go to Baltimore and lose a game that they're deservedly not favored in.
I believe that's nonsense. And I believe the Eagles should be expected to go down there and win the game on Sunday. And I think they will. 215-592-9494. You want to get in. We'll get back to the phones in a second here. But did want to throw out a side topic today. Because, and this is off something I got going on at home recently. Now, when you are in the situation that I am in, you have very little, like, TV time to yourself.
To yourself, yes.
Like, my time to watch TV, watch games and stuff is at night. My kids go to bed. I have a 3-year-old son. I have a 2-year-old daughter. And one thing recently that they have been, and they go through phases with different shows, movies and stuff they watch, whatever. But recently, it's astonished me that we put on The Wizard of Oz for them last week because the new movie Wicked is out.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm like, oh, well, I'll put on The Wizard of Oz, see if they'll watch it for more than 2 seconds. Because they like the newer stuff. They like the newer shows. They don't like the older stuff.
Sure.
They are obsessed with The Wizard of Oz now. And
wow.
Both of them. Like, they will just sit on the couch. They want to watch this movie nonstop. You know when The Wizard of Oz was made?
In the 30s, right?
1939.
Wow.
85 years ago. I mean, and I feel like this is a movie that has spanned generations as far as, like, kids just love it. I don't know what it is about it. Usually, as time goes on, like, things age out. And
typically, yes.
People, kids don't get as into it anymore. But for some reason, that movie just ages perfectly. And that's our side topic today. What's something that ages well? It can be, I don't know, it can be a show, movie, whatever. Anything, any walk of life. What is something that ages well? Because for a movie, like, what else from the 30s is still popular?
Yeah.
I feel like The Wizard of Oz, for kids of any age, they just love it.
I can't come up with another one. I got two quick answers for you. One's in sports, one's out of sports. One's topical this week. Unfortunately, he got injured. Hopefully, we haven't seen the last of him. I would say Brandon Graham has aged quite nicely. Year 15, playing as maybe the highest level. That might have been one of the best games of his career on Sunday. And he's doing it in year 15 in the NFL, where typically guys don't play that well for that long. This was supposed to be his retirement season. We thought, remember before the season, we're like, oh, he's still got to contribute at some type of level. How much are you going to get from him? He was the Eagles' best pass rusher. He is aged like fine wine. So I would say Brandon Graham for sports and for non-sports. I'll give you another, I'll say, like, movie/Broadway type of theme to go off the Wizard of Oz thing. I saw for my mom's birthday a couple months ago, we saw The Lion King. You know, it's like the second longest run. That, Wicked, and I think The Phantom of the Opera are, like, still the longest running shows in Broadway history. They've been on there for 30 years. There's kids in the theater now. That movie came out in the 90s, not quite the Wizard of Oz run. But this one theater shows The Lion King every single night, and they always sell it out every single night.
Well, that's the thing. Like, with my kids, like, The Lion King, they like the newer version. Remember, they made, like, a remade version, like,
yes,
5 years ago.
With real animals. Yeah.
But, I mean, they're not real animals.
No, but they look real.
They're
it's not animated.
Yes,
yeah.
they look real, and it's like, you know, all the same stuff from the movie. But my kids want to watch that when they watch The Lion King, but, like, the 90s version, they have no interest in because it's old. That's what I don't get about The Wizard of Oz,
like,
thing.
Why they stick to The Wizard of Oz.
Right, and it's like, with The Wizard of Oz, I feel like any kid of any age has watched that movie and has gotten into that movie. I don't know why it ages so well, but it does.
And that movie starts in black and white, right? Like, it was the first time color had ever been used in any movie or TV, like, realm. So, like, the fact that it starts in black and white and then it shows color, for kids of your age to stick to it, it is interesting.
Yeah, and they're both like obsessed with it. Fran, do you have something that ages well?
All right, I'll give you a normal answer for the side topic. Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
There you go,
person.
Friend.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, she's like 55 now. She doesn't look a day over
55.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, okay. She's aged well.
Yeah. All right. You got a thing for Jennifer Lopez?
There, friend. Yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful. Who doesn't?
All right.
Yeah. Fran's excited on this Black Friday.
He's very excited.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez. Hey, can't argue with him. Can't argue with him. Jennifer Lopez has aged well.
Friend, you're in your 20s, right?
She ages 29. Well. Yeah.
What, 29? You're into a 55-year-old?
But Jennifer Lopez is... It's beautiful. What are we talking about? Like,
yeah. What are you arguing, Dan?
I'm typically not into 55-year-old women.
I mean, but you don't think normally, Jennifer Lopez is attractive
for 55?
But J Lo is one of one, dude. Like she defies the odds.
One of one.
Yes.
Picky buzzer.
I'm not
here.
Even like. Yeah. All right. Let's settle down.
Man. But I like the answer, friend. Good answer. 215-592-9494. Give us something that has aged well or ages well. You're welcome to do that also. Let's go back to the phones here. Go to Dave in North Wales. What's up, Dave?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a couple quick Eagles points.
Sure. What's going on?
I think the Ravens offense can put up 30 points on any defense, so I appreciate the narrative that the Ravens offense will be a great test for the Eagles defense. If the Eagles hold them to 20 points or less, I'll be super impressed. And I hope Devontae Smith plays.
Yeah, Dave, I honestly don't think Devontae's going to play. Now, don't really know anything there, but I don't believe he's practiced this week to this point. And honestly, the hamstring injury, those things can be tricky. I'd probably hold him out, honestly, try to get him healthy for this stretch run.
Yeah. That's fair. And those are all the points I wanted to make. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call.
That was like the quickest WIP call in history.
Yeah. And I think that is really kind of the interesting part of this game when you look at it from matchup perspective. And you talked a little earlier, Buzz, about the Eagles' strength of schedule and the teams they haven't beaten or have, rather. But I do think this week, this is the best test for their defense from an offensive standpoint.
I agree with that.
You're facing the Baltimore Ravens offense. Hey, they're the top offense in the NFL. They've
for
got
an MVP candidate quarterback.
MVP candidate quarterback. I mean, the second best running back in the NFL to Saquon Barkley. But this is going to be a good test for that defense.
I would agree. I think they have, to your point, like Lamar Jackson feels like what Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl year. And like Jalen Hurts' like absolute peak as a quarterback kind of feels like what Lamar Jackson is. Like it's Lamar. He's, I think, a better runner than Jalen. He's a better pass. I think he's just an overall better quarterback. But like that would be like Jalen Hurts on steroids is what Lamar Jackson is. You combine that with Derrick Henry, who's having an unbelievable season. Saquon Barkley, yes, I agree, has been the number one running back in the league. But Derrick Henry, like not to be overshadowed by what Saquon's doing. And then, you know, you and I went back and forth about Harbaugh the other day. Like, I think they have a top five coach in the league. It's just really hard for me to say. It'll be a very impressive win, the most impressive win the Eagles have had in more than a calendar year if they win this.
Yeah, no, it's one of those games that you circle. And from a perspective of standings, it doesn't matter as much as a lot of these other games because you need to win your NFC games and you obviously need to win your divisional games. But I do think it's important from a statement perspective here.
Sure.
Because, I mean,
build the resume.
You're going up against a team who knows, this could be a Super Bowl preview down the line here if the Eagles do get there and obviously Baltimore. This would be one of those wins that would make everybody take notice and be like, okay, this team is for real.
I agree with that. And I think they're already starting to get that type of recognition nationally. I think most people acknowledge that the Eagles are one of the top teams in the league. Now, going and beating the Ravens in a statement-type game might change a few more perspectives on what we're debating here today, who's the favorite in the NFC, the Eagles or the Lions. It is very important. You brought it up at the beginning of this segment. This game is critical in terms of trying to get that number one seed. Every game is going to matter. The Lions got to, 11 wins yesterday. So the Eagles, at best, can be one game behind them. They're going to have, they already have a one game worse conference record than them. The Eagles really might have to win out to get that number one seed. I would love for them to do it. I think that's their easiest track to get to the Super Bowl. When I'm being realistic with myself, when I look at these games the Eagles have remaining, take the Giants and Cowboys, those are easy at the end of the season, but they don't have, and the Panthers kind of sandwiched between the Ravens and Steelers, but the Ravens, the Steelers, the Commanders, all difficult games here. I don't know, my gut just tells me that they have one loss left in them. They finish maybe 13-14 wins, something like that. They're probably the two seed. And then We'll have this debate again later in January. Can they go to Detroit and win an NFC title game?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't look at this and think, oh, well, they definitely have a loss left in them. Like, I think they can go down there and beat Baltimore. If they beat Baltimore,
there's no reason they shouldn't be able to win.
Well,
out,
I don't think Pittsburgh's that good.
Game's here also.
Right.
Yeah,
Mike Tomlin's a good coach. I think that team's doing it on smoke and mirrors a little bit. I don't
worst
think they're
quarterback.
They're
yeah.
nearly as good as the Eagles are. Washington, they've shown the cracks. And to your point, like the Eagles might need to win out here because the way it is with the tiebreakers, we won't get too deep into this. But
well, I'm Mr. Tiebreaker, as we know. Yes,
right. If Detroit ends up finishing 15-2. The only way the Eagles win a tiebreaker against them is if their loss is specifically to Green Bay. If they lose the game to Green Bay and the Eagles win out, then they can get the tiebreaker there. But if not, I mean, the Eagles are going to need Detroit to lose two more games. And, you know, you lose one, it's going to be tough for the
Eagles. It's going to be tough to take them over either way. They have the inside track. This is Detroit's one seed to lose, which, again, never a statement I thought I'd issue, you know, utter on Thanksgiving weekend, but that's where we are in the year 2024.
Yeah, and it's a big game, and I think one that the Eagles, to win it, would make a statement. And you look at what the Lions did yesterday. Lions did not make a statement yesterday. I mean, that was a kind of get-by win against the Chicago Bears, and the Bears stink. We'll get into all the ridiculousness at the end of that game, because if people want to complain about Coach Sirianni and his issues, just be thankful Matt Eberflus isn't your head coach.
Oh, my goodness. He is the worst.
Absurd.
Really quick, our side topic today is things that have aged well.
Yes.
Something that hasn't aged well because we have the TV on here in the studio. Going to actual stores and malls on Black Friday does not feel like it's aged well.
That's a good one.
Like,
yeah.
like 10 years ago, people used to be pushing down the door at midnight. I didn't even feel like I saw any of that this year. Like on the news, on videos, whatever. Like, we used to be a proper country. People would be lining up at the mall at 4 in the morning getting ready to get that new big
screen
TV.
That makes us a proper country?
No, it doesn't actually.
To get people lining up at the mall?
No, it was just a very American, like, capitalistic kind of thing to do. Now everyone just goes online. And Black Friday is not only just Black Friday, it's like the whole month now.
Buzz, you look like you were a kid who hung out at the mall a lot.
I wasn't a huge mall guy.
No?
Not a huge shopper.
Fran looks like a mall rat.
I like the food
mall
court.
Rat? You never heard of that term?
I have no problems with hanging out at malls, but that was not me.
You ever seen the movie Mall Rats?
No, what's that? No, Rugrats.
Have you seen that?
I've not seen that either.
Oh my God. I just aged myself again. It's
Old Man Kelly in here.
Mall Rats, I didn't think is an old movie. It's probably like
who's
either late 90s, early 2000s.
Do you know who's in it?
Jason Lee, I think, is in it.
So Mall Rats came out in 1995.
95.
That was... Okay.
Classic
before,
movie.
Before I was born, was that the year you were born, Fran? It was before
okay.
I was born.
All right, well, go back and watch it, all right, fellas?
It looks dumb. It looks like a 90s movie.
Yeah. Let's go to Jamal in Vineland. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I just feel that they're kind of pessimistic a little bit because they don't want the letdown, so they trick themselves into thinking that other teams are better than them.
You talking about Eagles fans?
Yeah, the Eagles fans. You know what I mean? Like the L.A. Rams were supposed to beat us. A lot of people said this is the strongest this team has ever been. They have both of their receivers available. You know what I mean? We trounced them. The Commanders, this is the biggest test the Eagles have yet.
I mean, it was at the time, but yeah, they handled it well.
Yeah, they handle it well. So I just think that because of our history, we trick ourselves into thinking these other teams are that much significantly better than us. So the letdown is a little less.
Well, this is what I think it is, Jamal. Is I think obviously we watch the Eagles every week, so we fixate on their flaws. And hey, I mean, I do the same thing. I'm very critical of Jalen Hurts and have been, and because we watch him play every week. So we see his flaws and we see kind of the things that could
prevent... The grass is always greener somewhere else.
The
yeah.
Eagles from going deeper. But yeah, I think when you really watch the rest of the league, though, you see that the Eagles' flaws aren't as deep as a lot of these other teams are. And I watched the Lions yesterday, and it's like I think we built the Lions up in our heads to be something of a juggernaut. And I watched that team yesterday. I'm like, the Eagles can beat this team.
Yeah, so. I definitely get you. I haven't, but you know, I watched the Detroit game, and it seemed. I think the quarterback threw like 5 interceptions against.
That was a few weeks ago.
A
few weeks ago, Goff threw 5 picks, and they won.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think our defense is the as the common denominator make us win that game.
Yeah, I hear you, Jamal. What do you got for our side topic today? Something that aged well.
Something that has aged well. I'll say the setups in the mall where they have the Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the mall Santa. I still see the kids lined up at the mall, and they scream, and they cry their eyes out, or love them. It's either or.
Yeah, no, there's no in-between, Jamal. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I think that's one area where the mall has held strong all these years.
The mall Santa?
Yeah. I mean, everybody loves to go and sit on Santa's lap.
Are you still small enough to sit on Santa's lap?
Shut up, Buzz. That was an unfair shot to take. Unfair shot.
Do people still do, like, have you taken your kids to go see Santa?
I have not, but like,
what a surprise.
Like, even in prior years?
My son would be fine.
Are you taking him to see the Grinch instead?
No, my son would be fine. I'd be worried. I think my daughter would
not
freak out.
I see. Yeah, because I was on with Broads the other night. He said they got 5 photos in with his soon to be 1-year-old before she started crying with Santa.
Okay.
So the mall Santas are out. I can confirm they're still a thing, but I didn't know, like, it. Like, what's the age where kids stop crying at the mall Santa?
I don't know. Probably 3, I think. It depends on the kid.
That's fair.
But, like, my son last year, when he was 2, I wouldn't have felt as good about it. Now he's 3. He'll be fine. But my daughter, having just turned 2, I don't think she'd respond very well.
Besides the fact that I was Jewish, which, I don't know, Santa is not really that religious to begin with. I just hated mascots and people who you couldn't see their face growing up. I would not have liked Mall Santa as a kid.
You wouldn't go sit on Santa's lap anyway.
I don't think I have any photos of me sitting on Santa's lap ever, no.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Were you a big Santa guy, Fran? You look like you sat on Santa's lap a time or two.
That's weird, a thing to say like that. I don't know why. The way you said that was weird. I did it a couple times. Yeah, every kid did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a normal thing. Yeah. I'm not trying to.
But like, no, you were like, oh, you look like the type. Yeah, no.
What do you think of this impression he does?
What is the type to sit on Santa's lap? By the way,
I don't know. It was just something to say.
Something to say.
Yeah.
His impression. He makes you sound. You know what he sounds like? That's how every girl impersonated like frat guys in college. Is you just deepen your voice? You're like, oh, I'm Tom Kelly. Yeah. Like just to make him sound all macho.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's his impression. Does it sound anything like you? No, of course not. But it's funny. It's a good bit.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's happening?
All right. Listen, I gotta address something. Hold on. Let me do the thing that is whatever. A Christmas Story. They run that movie.
Oh, it aged well. Yeah.
All the time. It ages well, and they run it on 24-hour loop.
I'm not a fan of that movie, Joe. I think it's overrated.
Oh, big shock.
It's an overrated Christmas Story. 24 hours in a row. Who's watching a movie 24
hours? What Christmas movie do you like?
The reason why I like it is I lived that. I actually got my eye shot out with a BB gun.
Oh, no.
A friend of mine shot me in the eye with a BB gun, so... That's what that resonates. It's so funny. Every time Thanksgiving, Christmas, my sisters and all my family, like, oh, you shoot your eye out, kid.
Well, at least you guys can joke about it.
My eye shot out, huh?
Well, at least it sounds like you guys have a sense of humor about it. Yeah.
No, but it was just so funny. And then I loved that movie. It was a good movie.
All right, there you go, Joe.
All right, let's go to the Eagles. Why are we worried about Baltimore? They should be worried about us, for real.
I would guess they are worried about us.
Unbelievable, man. I mean, this is unbelievable. I've never seen it. Listen, I'm 57 years old, and I've never seen this. Even when they won the Super Bowl, this team is way better than that team. And they just dominate. And I'll never forget. Hold on. Oh, this is what I wanted to do. I forgot this. When, after the break, we were 2-2. And they said the next 5 games, all the shows on WIP, they said, oh, we'll be good with 3-2, 2-3. Guess what? We're 5-0 and we're 7-0. This team is unbelievable. They just destroy it.
Yeah, Joe, I hear you, man, and I appreciate the call. And this is the thing, and Buzz, I think a lot of it with this team, because I've come around to thinking this is like a special team. It does feel special.
It passes the smell test.
One of the better Eagles teams. I think that for a large portion of Eagles fans, they just can't get over last year. And I get it to a degree, but I think we're at the point where we need to move past it.
I don't That's not it for me. And I don't get the sense that that's it for the majority of people either. I don't think it's a get past last year thing. I think they have more than checked the box through these first, 11 games to say that they have gotten past last year. I think this is the same argument. I remember doing a show with you over the summer, and someone made the argument that the Eagles collapsed last season. You know, it was one of our before a preseason game shows, and someone said they need to play the starters because look what happened last year. And you correctly clapped back and said they didn't collapse at the end of last year because they didn't play the starters in the preseason. That was a collapse at the end of last year because, like, the league caught up to them and they just, you know, water hit its level point, so to speak. This, again, I don't think this is dating back to last year. We all thought maybe they'd start out a little slow. They did start out a little slow. They were 2-2. And at the bye, they've been a freight train out of control ever since. This isn't me about not getting over last year. This is me saying, for this game in particular, I'd be stunned if they went 15-2. I think they feel like more of a 13-14 win team to me right now. I think this does feel like a special season. I think Saquon Barkley has given this team a shot of IV that I didn't know was possible from a running back or any free agent for that matter. I think the defense has looked better than anyone could have imagined. And overall, it does feel like a special team to me. Just the Ravens are a tough team. They're a legitimate Super Bowl contender also. And sometimes you lose close games even in a Super Bowl year. The Eagles lost to the Chiefs in Kansas City the year they won.
Yeah, they did. Fair enough.